Let's begin now.
You know, today, I just woke up and I said,
this.
You know, instead of waiting on a good day, waiting around through ups and downs, waiting on something to happen, I just said,
gonna have a good day. And it's always a better day when I am joined by each and every one of you for a little relief in this news segment called Over the Hump and Trump right here on the Maggie Dawn Show. Folks, I'm your host, Maggie Dawn. Join me for this special first inaugural official Wednesday 3:30 segment. I'm going to be calling it Over the Hump and Trump because Wednesdays are hump day days, and I need some help getting over Trump because there's just so much news. In that spirit, today I thought we would talk about the fact that there's so much news, so many things that try to grab our attention. In fact, I think we could call it attention capitalism, right? Like so many business models, everything is always about grabbing our attention, even this show, right? Like my job is to try to grab your attention and hold it and keep you listening. So I'm in the attention capitalism business myself. I fully will admit and own that. But one of the things that I've been struggling with is how to find relief from all of these constant inputs for my attention. You know, Cardi and I, we work every day to try to put a great show together for each and every one of you. And we got communications between each other on email, on the direct message chat. You know, we got a call. Maybe there's a text message. We got four or five different ways to talk to one another. And that I even listed the phone, right? So we're constantly getting all these inputs all day long. So how do we find like the place of peace? Can we get our minds to relax? How do we create more? How do we connect more in a really genuine and meaningful way? This is all part, or it came really, my friends, from my idea this year that I don't want to do resolutions. I want to do kind of like goals or intentions. And my intentions, my hope for myself and for each and every one of you and your families and those that you love and care about, is that we can do these things more. We can move more. We can play more. We can create more, connect, rest more, and laugh more. And of course, these things are generally better when we do them together. I try to do that every day with you from 2 to 4 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. So today I'm talking really about creating more and connecting more. And to do that, we need some brain space, right? So how do you do that? How do you create calm in the middle of the storm? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. And a lot of this discussion was spurred. Chris Hayes wrote a little opinion essay in the New York Times that I took a read on. Came out around January 3rd. So join us, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. And he talks about the fact that even philosophers have pondered this imponderable, that there's actually something innate about us as human beings that we seek almost at any cost to avoid boredom. That this new era, right, that all of this new ways to receive information and all this social media and, oh God, Elon Musk is now going to buy TikTok. That sounds like a terrible idea. All of this stuff, right, and the attention capitalism industry isn't really new. The form has just changed, right? That basically through all of time, we have in some ways sought as human beings to avoid boredom. For example, Chris Hayes mentions this from Pascal. This is a philosopher. When I have occasionally set myself to consider the different distractions of men, this is from 1670, so of course he's only talking about men. And this is from Pascal's Pensée. I have discovered that all of the unhappiness of men arises from one single fact, that they cannot sit quietly in their own chamber. And in fact, researchers have confirmed this. They've run studies where people are asked to sit in a room and do nothing and there's no stimulation for 15 minutes and people hate it. We can't do it. We can't be quiet and alone for 15 minutes. And in fact, in one study, participants had a choice: sit alone quietly and do nothing, or press a button and get a small electrical shock. Literally experience intense unpleasantness or small level of pain. And guess what? Most people, and men by a much larger proportion than women, chose the electrical shock. So how do we find peace in all of this? Pascal says further this: hence it comes to men so much love of noise and stir. Hence it comes that the prison is so horrible a punishment. Hence it comes that the pleasure of solitude is a thing incomprehensible. This craving, this desire to avoid boredom, he contended, was about our natural poverty of our feeble and mortal condition, so miserable that nothing can comfort us when we think of it closely. And that even the king, the master of his own universe, cannot sit idly by and simply enjoy his kingdom. He seeks out war and conflict in revolutions. And if finally, if all else fails, bring out the court jester. So how do you find your peace to create, to connect? Nick from Madison, you're on the Maggie Dawn Show. How do you find some peace in all the noise, my friend?
Well, honestly, Maggie, I'm, first of all, full disclosure, I'm a conservative, but I did vote for Kamala Harris, but the reason I did, not because I liked her, I think she's an idiot, but because I'm also a former Marine, and when I took a oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States, I was telling the truth. I'd be telling the truth today. He will be lying. And I couldn't support that. So, but the problem is, this is the best we could do? Those two? Really? Are you kidding me? There's got to be two better people to represent the country.
I hear your frustration, Nick. Thanks for calling. Yeah, listen, it does. If you're not a Kamala fan for whatever reason, and I think, you know, the truncated campaign, the fact that there wasn't a contested primary, all of these things added to the likelihood that people would be incredibly dissatisfied with her as a candidate. I think there were elements of the campaign that were poorly managed. I think nobody ever let, and I think this is a problem with Democratic candidates writ large, that oftentimes they're overly managed and like, oh, they sound like politicians. I hate politicians that sound like politicians. Listen, I'll forgive you getting something wrong if you're truly speaking from the heart and you are being an actual, real, living, breathing human being of a person, that you show why you care about this other than, well, this is the next office I want to run for, if that makes any sense. Well, I got you on the line, Nick, and I really appreciate your candor. And I also appreciate your service. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. And taking our collective responsibility as citizens and your oath specifically so very seriously to vote for someone who you didn't particularly care for. But while I've got you here, Nick, with all that thanks in mind, do you agree that we've got so much noise these days, right? Are you able to find some peace in all the noise? And if so, how do you do it?
Honestly, Maggie, when I'm done with work, I play video games. It lets me get to another world that I don't care about. I personally love The Witcher. So, yeah.
I hear you, Nick. Listen, I'm a board game fanatic. Yesterday when I kind of stumbled across this idea that we need to spend some time on Wednesdays checking out and checking in with one another, we talked about board games almost for like an entire hour. So, Nick, It's a lot of people, myself included, whether it's a board game or a video game, and the idea that, hey, I'm not going to think about this stuff for a while. I've got a community of people. Maybe you're connecting online with that community if you're a gamer. Yeah. And it lets you get out of this for a while. One of the things that I think is so challenging is that so much of our mechanisms to connect, and thanks so much, Nick, from Madison, appreciate you. Please keep listening and calling and participating. One of the challenges to connecting is that so many of our avenues to connect are online, right? Like that can sometimes be really hard. And so, you know, do we face the challenge that having disagreements and sorting through them, having, frankly, conflict is becoming more difficult? And I think the conflict itself is easy to have, but I mean productive conflict. Where Nick says, hey, I didn't like Kamala. And I go, okay, why? And we actually have a back and forth about that. Or where we, if you're more inclined to support Democratic candidates, where we can say, hey, we agree about these things, but I'm going to criticize this Democrat anyways, because I don't think this is the best that we can do. How are we able to have productive conflict? Because I think to have productive conflict, you have to have some space for creativity. Right? Because if we view conflict as the only outcome can ever be like, I win, you lose, or you win, I lose, it doesn't leave any place to find, again, creativity to help us level up, move through the conflict, move through the differences of opinion, and get to that better thing, that better place. I mean, how many times have you walked into a coffee shop? Or you're meeting a friend and there's a long line in the coffee shop and you start feeling around in your jacket pocket, right? And you can't find your phone. And there's this like immediate sense of anxiety and stress, like, oh my God, I can't find my phone. What am I going to do while I'm standing here in line? Right? Like we're there now. And so I'm in this place where, at least by my 2025 intentions to try to create more, try to connect more, I'm thinking about how do I turn down the noise? And this is a new phrase that like kind of burst onto the scene. I don't know, maybe in 2024, maybe a little earlier, like sleep hygiene. I was like, what? Wait a minute, what the? We used to just shut the drapes, turn out the lights, and go the hell to bed, right? Like sleep hygiene. Now it's like, you don't place your phone next to your sleeping space. Turn off the TV. Blue light is bad, right? Like get a white noise machine. By the way, I have all of this because I'm a crappy sleeper. I don't have good sleep hygiene. But the very fact that I got to worry about sleep hygiene. Because of course, one of the keys to unlocking creativity is a good night's rest, which is another one of my 2025 intentions, to rest more, to rest well. I want to give some shout outs to our texters. Kimber, of course, thank you so much. You've been blowing it up today from Muskoda. She's responding a little bit to Nick, who called in. Harris is not stupid. I completely agree with you, Kimber. One does not become the elected district attorney of San Francisco, beating all comers. One does not ascend to be a senator and to be a vice president. The first female, Asian, and Black vice president. You do not become a presidential candidate without being pretty gosh darn smart, at least about some things, except if you're a really rich, super rich orange guy. I've digressed. Jake from Milwaukee, if you want peace, not P-I-E-C-E, peace, don't go on social media. The hatred on Blue Sky is terrible. It's also supposed to be a place of allyship. I think social media, whatever its form, is absolutely creativity killing, connection destroying. Len from Madison, reading science fiction stories helps too. So Len, I have never been able to go through the looking glass into the fantasy or science fiction. For me, my science fiction, Len, is like spy stories and legal fiction. That's my jam that takes me to other places. Liz from Sun Prairie, an art teacher, says creating arts is magical. How do you turn down the noise and turn up the peace, connection, and creativity? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. This is the Maggie Dawn Show. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Back for more peace and creativity after these brief messages.
yours, but still we all grind. Forever in a day, the choice you make is really all fine.